Good afternoon at 12 noon. Rusty, we're at 63 degrees.
We're dry at the moment, and we should see some sun later on today, but only a high of 67 expected.
A 12-year-old Waukesha girl getting better after she was stabbed 19 times in that apparent fictional horror ritual. Officials at Waukesha Memorial Hospital say now the girl improved to fair condition as of today. She was previously listed as critical but stable. Authorities said she was stabbed throughout her body last Friday night in a wooded area during a sleepover. Two of her 12-year-old classmates at a Waukesha middle school told authorities they planned on killing her for months to be allegiant to the fictional Slender Man in the creepypasta website of horror stories. One of the girls told officers that a person must kill to show dedication to Slender Man and to prove themselves worthy of him. Meanwhile, the child psychotherapist is weighing in on the situation. Eric Grillard reports.
Jill Turcotte-Nielsen has been working with kids for nearly 40 years. She says it's very telling the suspects were able to keep their plans a secret for months.
Kids like to talk, and planning can be very exciting.
She says these children likely will need years of rehabilitation.
When I'm working with little children, siblings, we always come back to the golden rule, do unto others. And little children, 4 and 5, they get it. I don't have to repeat it. They understand it. These two girls, I don't know.
She goes on to say this may just be another sign that we need improved mental health care and better training to identify problems. For WHBL News, I'm Eric Grillard.
Closer to home, Sheboygan's fire chief wants to ban sky lanterns, paper lanterns that rise in the air like small hot air balloons. They are often released at Asian festivals, and they're becoming more popular in the U.S. at weddings and other events that wish good luck to people. Chief Mike Romas sees them as fire hazards, and he's not the only one. There's a statewide ban on sky lanterns in 3 other states, including neighboring Illinois. Romas said there was not a specific incident that triggered his proposal. He said he saw a flyer about sky lanterns at a hardware store where folks could buy them off the rack and light them up. He said that, quote, in a city, there's just no way. Sheboygan Safety Committee will consider the proposed sky lantern ban next week.
Uline is preparing a major expansion in Pleasant Prairie. That's in Kenosha County. Governor Scott Walker joined company officials yesterday to announce a $100 million expansion project that is expected to create 500 new jobs.
Then in the end, we try to make it as seamless as possible. So there's one stop where you have to go, and you don't have to deal with multiple layers of bureaucracy, that we understand that the more employers are able to grow here in the state of Wisconsin, the better off it is for our families, our communities, and our state.
The shipping supply distribution company actually started in 1980 in the basement of Liz and Dick Uline.
Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel says critics should not rush to judgment in the case of Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl.
A bit unfair to Sergeant Bergdahl's family and to him. To presume anything. We don't do that in the United States. We rely on facts.
The former Taliban prisoner was released last week in a controversial swap for 5 senior militant leaders. Hagel said today it's unfair to presume anything until the military conducts a thorough review of the circumstances surrounding Bergdahl's capture in 2009.
New report is out suggesting that more and more inmates across the country are serving their full prison sentences but then going free without supervision. More from Jeff Manasso.
The Pew Charitable Trust, citing Department of Justice figures, show the number of inmates who maxed out their sentences in prison grew from about 50,000 in 1990 to more than 100,000 in 2012, attributing the increase to policy changes like truth in sentencing laws and the elimination of parole in some states, like Florida, where, according to the report, 21,000 inmates released in 2012 went unsupervised. Some law enforcement officials there say Florida's policies have led to lower crime rates, policies that others contend lack common sense. Jeff Marasso, Fox News Radio.
The Government Accountability Board has given tentative approval to 2 noted Democrats trying to run for office this fall. The board said an initial review shows Madison Assemblyman Brett Halsey has 131 more signatures than the 2,000 minimum to get on the ballot for governor. If it stands, he will take on former Commerce Secretary Mary Burke in an August primary. Also tentatively approved for the ballot is former State Senator Gary George of Milwaukee to take on House Representative Gwen Moore. An initial review showed George was about 250 short of the 1,000 minimum needed, but that was revised to being just under 1,300.
On the campaign trail, State Senator Glenn Grothman says if he's elected to Congress, he'll make reforming government welfare programs his top priority. The West Bend Republican on Sheboygan's Morning News this morning said the current system is destroying families and trapping an entire generation in poverty.
There are 2 problems. First of all, you have people not working or working less to get this and many other benefits. Secondly, in order to get these benefits, almost always it means not being married. So it encourages a culture of single parenthood and broken families.
Grothman has promised to introduce legislation to limit food stamps to only nutritional staples and free up federal regulations to allow states to be more restrictive on the federal welfare programs they administer.
And a reminder that the event at 1 o'clock this afternoon at Mead Public Library will help to start the downtown Sheboygan Painting Project. Benjamin Moore representatives, city officials will describe the revitalization effort. Also other activities throughout the afternoon, including a scavenger hunt, music, and prizes.
And you'll be off to the event shortly.
Yeah, we'll have a news story on it later on today.
How about that forecast?
Becoming sunny and a high of 67, mostly clear tonight, low of 48, sunny tomorrow, high of 72.
Currently we are at 64 degrees as we get back to Rush Limbaugh on WHBL. WHBL News Time at 12:06.